This one goes out to Walter Mitty. He knows why. Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, you guys, we are talking about staycations, and that clip that you just heard is from one of my favorite movies, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. And today, that's what we're talking about. I have my buddy and my producer, Bill Wilson, sitting in with me because we both love movies. We love talking about movies and sharing movies, and he's always telling me about new movies that I haven't seen, and I'm telling him about some of mine. And The Secret Life of Walter Mitty is definitely one of my most favorite movies, and I'll tell you why. I mean, in this movie, if you've seen it, then you know Walter Mitty lives his life in his head. I mean, he's always like creating these scenes of things that if he was brave enough or was able to take the risk that he would do. But in this scene that you heard just now at the start of the segment, he's actually going to venture out. He is running to the helicopter in the scene. He's jumping. He's taking that leap to come out of his head and live his life traveling the world as he's always wanted to do. So Walter Mitty is just like this really funny guy that there's a lot of really great scenes throughout the movie that really captures the whole thing about travel, and especially someone who maybe is shying away from it, but now is ready to take those great adventures. And so many people are like that. And that's one of the reasons why I really love the show. It's because I want to inspire and encourage people to go out and not be that Walter Mitty, but take that leap to going out and try and venture out to some of the places where you want to go, where you've always dreamed of going.
And some of your older listeners, Anita, may remember in 1947, Danny Kaye was the first Walter Mitty on film, opposite Virginia Mayo, Boris Karloff, Ann Rutherford, Gordon Jones, Reginald Denny, and Henry Corden, among others, in his version of The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
You know, I'm going to check that one out because since I am such a big fan, because actually The Secret Life of Walter Mitty is probably my most favorite movie. Only the next one that maybe kind of goes in a tie sometimes with that is Out of Africa. I love that movie, too. Now, have you seen that one, Bill?
I have not, but we've got a clip of it right here.
Oh, okay. Let's play the clip, then I'll talk about it.
He began our friendship with a gift. And later, not long before Savo, he gave me another, an incredible gift. A glimpse of the world through God's eye. And I thought, yes, I see. This is the way it was intended.
Now, that clip, I tell you, is at the start of the movie, and she is talking about her love interest in the movie, Dennis, takes her on this plane ride. It's the first plane ride, really, for both of them. And she gets the chance to see Africa from the sky. And that's what she's saying, that it's God's view. And this particular scene moves me so much because as a flight attendant, I can remember when I first started flying, and there would be times when we would have to move an airplane from one destination to another, and we'd get a chance, we could sit in the cockpit, or there was, you know, no passengers on board, so we could sometimes sit and we could look out the windows the whole time. And I can just remember on some of those flights we did that, flying low between the mountains and down in South America, and just looking out, or to Africa, flying between different places there, and you could see just that, the animals running, people moving around. It was just one of those kind of views that is just really spectacular and very, very special. So that part of Out of Africa is just really, really a favorite one for me. But, you know, Bill, the other thing I like about Out of Africa, too, is that it is a very love, kind of romantic movie. It has that side to it, too. But it really also shows really the cultural side, too, of the people that she worked with on her coffee farm, mm-hmm. and just how she really tried to really save the people and their land.
Well, this is the first film that we've mentioned so far this afternoon, Anita, that did win Best Picture at the Oscars, also won Best Director, Best Writing and Screenplay, Best Cinematography, Best Art Direction, Best Sound, and Best Music. 7 Oscars and 27 nominations for Out of Africa.
Well, I am not surprised about the cinematography because, as I just mentioned, the cinematography of this movie is really the most moving thing of it almost. I mean, again, I really like the cultural side of it, too, and just really how in the movie her character is really trying to help the people. And, you know, this is a real author as well, too. I have to look up her name, the lady who actually wrote Out of Africa.
I'm looking.
You're looking. Okay. All right. So Bill's going to check on that for me. I just lost the name just right there. Now, we also talked about some of the other movies, too, like airplane movies and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. It's like hilarious. I love that movie. And as a person who has been stuck at an airport and had to rent a car and try to find my way home, oh, Bill, I tell you, whenever I watch this movie, I'm like, okay, I've been there, done that, and I really don't want to do that again. Let's play a little clip from that one.
Okay.
I was on my way home to spend a nice holiday with my family. Instead, I'm in a motel bed with a stranger.
Two happy clams just whistling down the road.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones, they're the Marconi family.
I want people to definitely take a look at that one, because when you talk about getting stranded or not being able to travel because some of what's going on with the coronavirus, people are being stranded places. So hopefully you're not ending up in situations like this.
And then if any of you subscribe to Amazon Prime, by the way, it is available right now for free on Amazon Prime. You can watch it as soon as the show is over.
There you go. There you go. You guys check it out.
It's not a lot of time for Thanksgiving, too. It's become kind of a holiday tradition movie. Yeah.
Because that's what they're trying to get home for the holidays.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They definitely are. And the guy that John Candy plays, Dale Griffith, I think he doesn't have a home to go to. So that's part of his problem as well, why he's sticking on to Neil so hard there in the movie. Now, another one of my favorite ones is Slumdog Millionaire, which takes place in India. And it is a movie that is really, it had a little bit of controversy to it because I have some friends who are Indian and they felt that the movie kind of, you know, depicted a part of India that, you know, really wasn't that positive. But I'll tell you, I mean, the movie was very, very moving in a lot of different ways. And when we talk about like some of the reasons why movies appeal to us, I think for me, Bill, it's a movie that brings like some emotional, some feeling that kind of really draws me in. It's usually what kind of gets me. And then with the cinematography is another thing, too, and just the interaction between the people. Those are things that really kind of capture me.
Another Best Picture win for that one at the Oscars. Also Best Picture at the Golden Globes as well. Winner of 8 Oscars and nominated for 2 others. So also very impressive.
Very impressive. Now, there's a bit of violence in there. I will warn people about that. Does have a little bit of that in there. But really,
R rating, I believe.
Yeah, but really, really good storyline there as well. And, of course, there's a love interest in there as well. I seem to like those two.
You do, yeah.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. We need a little romance in our lives. Now, Lost in Translation is another one of mine. During my Pan Am days, I've spent a lot of time traveling to Japan. And Lost in Translation is about this actor named Bob Harris, who is played by Bill Murray, goes to shoot this commercial. And all of these things are happening where he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand the language. He doesn't understand all of the cultural nuances. Why are people doing some of the things that they're doing and including him as though he knows? And that can be so much the what happens a lot of times when we are traveling, is that we kind of get lost in translation. So that's another good one. I don't think we have a clip from that, but that is definitely one that you want to check out when you're making your list of movies to kind of veg out on.
Francis Ford Coppola's daughter, Sophia, wrote and directed Lost in Translation. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah. So that's a good one. So you have to check that one out, too. But I definitely want you to check out of Africa, Bill.
Okay. It's on my list.
On your list. Now, you guys, I hope that you all have gathered a lot of great information on how you can not only watch movies, but some other things that you can plan for your staycation too. Everything from going out to museums and doing things around the city or around the state, but also to food and culinary things that you can do as well. Now, again, I just want to say that for the coronavirus, you guys, you know, stay healthy, stay safe with everything that you're doing. Pay attention to the news and definitely check out the CDC's website, cdc.org. Check them out for the latest news and everything with that, because it's changing almost every second, it feels like to me, there is new news. So definitely keep an eye on that and stay safe.
And saying that, we also need to keep things in perspective, too. Don't get so alarmed that you don't live your life, because let's face it, we've lost 20,000 people to the regular flu this year. Mm. And so far, last count, as we sit down for this, it's just over 1,000 just diagnosed.
Yeah.
But only like 20 fatalities of this thing. So it's got about a 1% mortality rate. So, you know, do wash your hands. Do take care.
Yes.
But protect yourself from the flu, too. Keep that in mind.
Exactly. You know, because one of the things we've always said on the show is there are hard surfaces all around when you're traveling. So always, you know, take heed on those things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and the show today has been brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance. And when you are going out traveling, not doing a staycation, they are your right-hand man for travel. Check out their website at AllianzTravelInsurance.com. Now, thanks for joining us today. We'll be back for another great destination and more great tips on traveling here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Bye-bye.